We bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit would come upon us as we study together your Holy Word.
Strengthen our faith in Christ, that we may seek the one thing that is needful, the very bread of life, the water of life, our good shepherd, the true vine, for he is Christ. Lord, when we have that, everything else will be added. In your name, so teach us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to see how I can do this best. So let me get down here so I can see what we're doing. There we go. We're going to talk about determining life's priorities today on the basis of the Holy Gospel lesson. There are choices we make in life. As I celebrate, or as my wife and I celebrate our 60th wedding anniversary, I am reminded by one of our friends that never laugh at your wife's choices. She chose you. That's my tip to all the men this morning. We do make all kinds of choices, though, in life. I mean, you think about the choices that we make. Now, I don't know if you can see this or not, but there are all kinds of choices on the screen there. Choices are, of course, that you could choose any number of things, but most of the people are in the pizza line. That's too often the way our choices go in life. Now, if you keep in mind, this gospel lesson takes place the next day after the feeding of the 5,000. A couple Sundays ago, we heard in the gospel the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and he blessed them, ended up with 12 baskets full of fish and food left over after he had fed 5,000 men. Then you remember Jesus, the people want to grab him and make him a bread king. They say, wow, this is a pretty good deal. We could get food every day if we just had Jesus with us. Jesus dismisses the crowd, sends the disciples across the Sea of Galilee there. And remember, he goes to pray. It's the third watch in the morning from 3 to 6 a.m., and the big storm is there. They paddled all night to get across the Sea of Galilee. They are about 3.5 miles out. They can't get any further. They're sure they're going to sink. They're just really afraid. And Jesus sees them there, and he walks across the water in the middle of the darkness and the storm, and he appears next to them in the boat. And Jewish people were very superstitious. They think they're seeing a ghost. Plus, seas, water, oceans, and so forth were looked upon as being where Satan lived. And so when they see Jesus walking on the water, they scream in fear, and they say, wow, it's a ghost. And then Jesus says, be calm, it's me, take heart, don't worry, don't be afraid. And as a result, Peter says to him, Lord, if it's you, let me walk across the water to you. And you remember what happened. Peter gets out. He looks at Jesus. He's perfectly fine. And then suddenly he looks at the storm and he sinks. And Jesus reaches down and pulls him up, gets him back into the boat. The storm disappears. And suddenly they are back in Capernaum on the other side of the Sea of Galilee again. Well, this is the next day now, and the crowd comes looking where Jesus had fed the 5,000, and they can't find him there. The boats come back from Tiberias, and they said, no, Jesus wasn't there. They said, well, we didn't see him get on the boat with his disciples. Where is he then? So they go to Capernaum. This is probably the best place they think they're going to be able to find him. Now, what do they want? They want him to be their king, their bread king. So when they get there, that's where the story picks up there. They see he's not there. They go to Capernaum. They get to the other side. And they gather there around Jesus, and there you see Jesus on the water, you see him helping Peter up, and the crowd now is on the other side around Jesus, and that's where this conversation begins here. It deals with the whole topic of Jesus as being the bread of life. They come and they say to him, Rabbi, when did you come over here? And Jesus doesn't really answer their question. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, you were seeking me, not because you saw the signs, namely the feeding of the 5,000, but because you ate your fill of the loaves, and you're looking for more food, and you're thinking, wow, this would be a great deal if we could be fed every day like this. Now, Jesus is telling them that they must have priorities in their life. We all have choices to make, priorities. Things we put number one, number two, number three, could be any number of things. Jesus is going to teach them, and he wants to teach us about our priorities. He tells them, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Now, think about it for a moment. When was the last time you saw a hearse on a U-Haul? You can't take it with you. You can't. No matter how hard you try. You know, over the course of my ministry, I buried people who were worth millions of dollars, and some who had absolutely nothing. And the result was absolutely the same in each case. They couldn't take anything with them. Some people, and you need to get your estates in order, I'm not saying that, but they go to great lengths to make sure they pass every last cent on to whomever they want, that's fine. But you still can't take it with you. Everything that we have only is with us as long as we're here upon this earth, and it's a trust from God. When we leave, we want to make sure that we recognize that, that we have the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus is talking about. Now, the disciples say to him, the crowd, then what sign will you do that we may see and believe that you do the work you perform? Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, as it was written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Now, if you listen to the Old Testament lesson as it was read, they not only received in the morning manna, bread laying on the ground, but they had oil. And remember how that went? Even though God gave them food while they were wandering around in the wilderness, they still did what? They still cried and moaned and they complained. They didn't have variety in their diet. It was just a terrible thing for them. And as a result, God punishes them. And Jesus says to them, hey, think about this for a moment. That food didn't really come from Moses. You're asking the wrong question of me. That food came from God. God sent it down. Remember, that's where all good things come from. God. Not any human being, but from God. God owns and gives all things to us in our lives. And Jesus says to them then, when they say, what must we do to be doing the works of God? Jesus says, you must believe in whom? The Son of Man, the Old Testament term that refers to the coming Messiah, and Jesus identifies himself as the Son of Man. Remember the I Am, Moses, the burning bush? God appears to him and says, Moses, I want you to go into Egypt, let my people go. Moses says, well, I can't go, I stutter. God says, you're going to go anyway, Moses. Moses says, okay, I really can't go because I don't know. Who shall I say sent me? And God says, what? I am who I am.
sent you. Tell them that. And then Jesus identifies himself as who? I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the true vine. He is the promised Messiah. Jesus says, worry about the one that God sent from heaven. I came down from heaven. I am God in the flesh. I am the bread of which you will never be hungry again if you eat of me. There. He said, the work of God is to believe in the one whom he has sent. And that is the Christ. That is our priority there. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one we are to believe in. On Good Friday, the one who sacrifices himself for our sins, who undergoes physical and spiritual death on our behalf, with his resurrection on Easter Sunday, puts the seal of God's approval on all of this. And now he tells them and he tells us that we should always seek him and we will have exactly what we need. He said, the true bread is the proper perspective. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. That's pretty good stuff. What are your priorities in life? Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and what? Everything else that you need in the right way, at the right time, as I, God, understand it, will be given to you. He says, that's what life is all about, is making the right choices in life. Now, this young man says, as he is reading these priorities there, and I'm going to have trouble reading this myself, I should have made the print bigger. He says, your satisfaction is our top priority. So if you could try to act really satisfied, that would be a big help. You ever call companies to get help? That's kind of the way they act. You know, just be satisfied. That will be a big help to all of us there. Now, what is the bread of life in our life? Keep your faith and your family's faith strong through word and sacrament so that Christ is first in your life. Use your faith to make a difference in the world. Think about it for a moment. The young Olympian, McLaughlin, she set a world's record, won a gold medal. They said to her, what do you attribute all of this to? Your hard work? You just really excel. She goes, no, I attribute it all to the glory of God. He's the one who gave me the ability to do what I do. Think about, she said, the glory of God. Now you think about all the antics that go on in the Olympics and with professional athletes and stuff. That's kind of refreshing that somebody actually acknowledges what it is that God has done for them there. Now, God wants us every day to serve him. I like this. Okay, he says, I always start out with good intentions, then I get out of bed, and that's usually where everything all goes wrong. Yeah, we have to live each day. Our intentions are always good, but to actually live them out, that's difficult. Ephesians, the epistle lesson we just read, tells us practical ways to fulfill God's purpose with our lives. We are to grow in our faith. We are to seek to build the church up so that the church will always be able to reach out to help people around us there. Forgiveness. We're talking about this in Bible class. This t-shirt says, hold my halo. I am about to undo to others as they have always done unto me. Yeah, we need to be forgiving. That's what Christ is talking about. What are your priorities? Your priority is to see. seek first the kingdom of God, and then not to be real anxious about everything. The things, and this again is hard to see, the big circle says things I worry about, the smaller circle says things that can happen within that bigger circle are not very much. And then in the very bottom, there's a tiny circle that says things that actually happen. Now, we worry about so many things. Jesus says what? Sermon on the Mount. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries of its own. Just take care of the things of today and recognize that God is taking care of you in the process there. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. He who eats and drinks of me will never be hungry and thirsty again. What about your priorities? Think about it. Each and every day that we get up, we set them. Listen to the words of Jesus that we are to seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else that we need then will be added in the way that we need it and the place and time that we need it. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to get our priorities straight. Help us to hear the words of Jesus, to seek the things that are really needful in our lives. That is the kingdom of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to pass that on to our families, to our friends, our neighbors, our fellow church members. Work through our church that we might reach out and give this comfort and certainty to all people. Help us and strengthen us through our study in the sacrament today. In Christ's name.